Toto ran into the sitting room where Mama sat in a comfy armchair reading. Fofo was reading too, lying on the sofa with a book over his face. Soft snores could be heard from under Fofo's book. Toto scrambled into Mama's lap, reached up, gave her a quick kiss on the cheek, and jumped across to land on Fofo's chest. Fofo gave a startled humph, and his book slid with a crash to the floor.
Mama, Fofo, I had such an adventure,
cried Kato, dancing on the sofa, almost too excited to speak.
There was Bumbly and tons of butterflies. I sneezed and they flew off. And then there was Minus Babies. Oh, and did you hear me practice on my drum?
Slow down, Kato,
chuckled Mama, grabbing the squirming little bear firmly. She turned him around to face her and gasped.
Oh my, what did you do, Kato? Your face is as black as soot. You need a bath right now, young one.
Meow.
Kato murmured, wiggling his toes anxiously, for like many youngsters, he really didn't like to bathe. An idea struck him.
It's the light, Mama,
he said very, very seriously.
I'm actually very white, you know. It's the light. Really, it is.
Fofo laughed, and Mama's lips twitched. She shot a stern look at Fofo, who promptly cleared his throat and started to whistle nonchalantly.
Kato, what am I to do with you? Now, no buts. It's time for a bath first, then some helado, and how to tell a story afterwards.
Okay.
He slipped his paw into Mama's hand, and together they tripped upstairs to face the bathtub monster, as Kato secretly calls it. Later, scrubbed and almost white again, Kato snuggled cozily into Mama's lap. A big empty bowl, once filled with a rainbow selection of helado, was in front of him, licked clean. The late evening sun cast a warm, soft glow across the garden, where they had laid out a tea-cum-dinner picnic on the grass.
Today has been a very happy day, Mama. Now, I think it's time for a story, you know.
A bear story, I suppose,
smiled Mama, for she knows her little bear very well indeed.
Yes, please,
declared Kato, twiddling his toes in anticipation of a good story.
Very well, here goes. Once upon a time, there were four brother bears who lived in a very, very warm country. Their names were Wordsworth, Coleridge, Tennyson, and Byron, for their Fofo and Mama loved poems and named them after these great English poets. They looked like each other, and so they were called the Peas. One day, the Peas were enjoying a game of Too-Hoo Woolly Woo.
What's Too-Hoo Woolly Woo, Mama?
Asked Kato, wishing he had some brothers and sisters too.
It's a very noisy game. Involves a lot of jumping up and down and tumbling around. Something that you would like, little one. The Peas were exhausted after a long game of Too-Hoo Woolly Woo and flopped down to rest. Suddenly, the sky turned black as night, and clouds covered the sky for as far as you could see. A fierce thunderstorm blew up, and the Peas were forced to run for shelter. They ran into a dark, musty garden shed that hadn't been used for ages. Outside, the lightning flashed, and the thunderclaps were so loud that they couldn't hear themselves speak.
Ooh!
Shivered Kato, snuggling ever more closely against Mama. Sneaked a peek up at the sky, sighing in relief to see that it was still cloudless.
Coleridge was a bear rather like you, Kato. He loved ice cream, and right at that moment, when everything seemed so frightening, he thought that if only there was some ice cream, everything would be alright.
He's smart and cute like me, huh?
Yes. Well, since there was nothing much that the Peas could do until the thunderstorm cleared up, they decided to see what was in the shed. Byron stumbled over a pile of old sacks and tripped on something that rolled across the floor with a clatter. He picked it up and the Peas brought it to the window for a closer look. Can you guess what it was, Kato?
Mama dropped her voice to a mysterious deep whisper that sent shivery tingles up the baby bear's spine. Even Fofo listened with great attention.
Was it something very old and secret?
Yes, and even more powerful than that. It was a magic lamp.
Ooh! Did the piece rub the lamp and a genie appear to grant them 3 wishes, Mama?
Said Kato excitedly. Ever since he heard that story, he wanted to find a magic lamp too. His wishes were very simple, that every day would be a happy day for himself, Mama, and Fufu.
Yes, dear. The peas did rub the lamp, but instead of a genie to grant them wishes, they were sucked into another world, where they had to be very, very brave peas to find their way home.
What's brave?
Kato asked, his eyes big and round.
It's when you're afraid of something, and you can choose to do it or not do it. But in the end, you will choose to do it, so that things can be all right.
Mama answered gently, rubbing Kato's ears.
Did the peach get home, Mama?
Kato asked, his forehead crinkled in thought, as he tried to think about being a brave pea. But think as he might, he didn't quite understand.
Yes, they did, after they had many, many adventures. And now, smartest and cutest, that's enough adventure for you for today. Time to sleep,
chuckled Mama, for she had seen the huge yawn that Kato tried hard to stifle. Fufu carried Kato high up on his shoulders, up, up, up the stairs to Kato's little cot. Mama tucked him in, and before she had planted the final goodnight kiss on his cheek, a little bear was fast asleep. Lost in a fantastical world where four-piece battled adventures that beckoned at every twist and turn. Little did Kato know that soon he will have quite an adventure himself, where he would have to be a very, very brave pea indeed.